There are tape cassettes of me from when I was like 4 or 5 years old, and me just singing songs. I wrote a song when I was about 5 called I Am So Cool.
Keane's Tom Chaplin might have seemed a little boastful when he claimed to be so cool as a little kid, but now that the band has sold over 10 million albums, it's pretty clear that Tom's not the only one who thinks they're cool. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, this is Rita Houston. Since their debut in 2004 with the album Hopes and Fears, Keane have enjoyed huge success. They've won a bunch of awards, been nominated for a Grammy, and their piano-heavy sound and Tom's distinctive soaring voice have captured listeners' hearts. Some bands might see that success as a reason to stick with the formula, but not so for Keane. On their latest EP, Night Train, they're experimenting with new sounds, like by doing a couple of tunes with the Somalian-Canadian rapper Kanan and covering a song by the Japanese band Yellow Magic Orchestra. Keane played a show for an audience of FUV members at the Living Room on the Lower East Side, and in between songs, I had a chance to ask the band about their adventurous new EP.
One of those things as a band, you're always promising yourselves things that you're going to do in the very near future, and then you never get around to doing them. For example, a cover of a Yellow Magic Orchestra song. For example, working with a hip-hop artist was something we just really wanted to do. You know, we really wanted to explore that world. You know, we wanted to hear Tim sing. And all of these things are things that we tried on the EP. You know, it was an excuse to try out that stuff. It was far less pressurized, I suppose, than the full LP, you know. So, yeah, I think we just took it as an opportunity to do that. And I think we were very worried at the start that the fact that it was so kind of broad and diverse was going to be a problem. But actually, it's worked in its favor. I think it is what people like the most about it, you know, the fact that it's kind of like an old curiosity, shop of different songs.
I feel like a thief who has no face, made immortal by the grave of the drugs he took that day. Oh, 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 oh. Sinking in the pain he's been inflicting, yet he's feeling like the victim, just the horoscopes to blame. Sometimes I feel like a little lost child. Sometimes I feel like the chosen one. Sometimes I want to shout out till everything goes quiet. Sometimes I wonder why I was ever born. I never stop for a minute.
It took a long time, I think, for me to truly find my voice. I think you have to, it's one of those things you really have to work at, and you have to keep doing this kind of thing and playing live and trying it out in front of people. And there's certainly some bad footage of me that we were singing Bohemian Rhapsody, actually, just a sound check earlier on. And it reminded me of this time when I was about 13 and we were in a cafe in France, in Paris. And I was doing a version of it, and Tim's mum filmed it, and it is pretty much the worst version of Bohemian Rhapsody that you're ever likely to hear. So you have to find your own voice, and I guess part of that's, you know, been my own sort of voyage of discovery, and part of it's been kind of growing with Tim in terms of the songs and having those songs to sing. So yeah, I guess it is what it is now.
High on the bell tower, I took my view with the downtowns and the avenues, where the streets are wide and the people thrive, and it's further to fall down, 'cause you fly so high. I've never seen such beauty. I've never seen such clear skies. I've
live at the Living Room with clear skies and Stop for a Minute. Their new EP is Night Train. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the whole show online anytime at WFUV.org.